Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, December 26th. I hope this meditation finds you well and at peace, having just celebrated Christmas Day the way you had hoped, or maybe even better. I'm also aware, however, that this meditation might find you weary. And having experienced a Christmas day that did not go as you had hoped. Christmas is always so fraught with memories, cultural cues and miscues, and unexamined expectations that it's almost impossible for the day to go perfectly. That's especially true when our concept of a perfect Christmas has been idealized by story and song, Hollywood, and somebody else's idea of perfection. It's almost impossible for our actual lives, families, homes, gifts, and traditions to measure up. I recently read an article in which the actors from popular Christmas movies talked about their personal favorite holiday movie. Everybody has a list, and if I had to pick just one movie from my list of favorite Christmas movies, it would be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That movie encapsulates for me the myriad contradictions of the holiday, the juxtaposition of expectation and reality, the frustrations of trying to make the imperfect into perfection, even if only for a day, challenging family dynamics, an overcooked turkey, the dog nosing through the trash, a squirrel in the Christmas tree, and the Christmas bonus that doesn't arrive. Despite knowing better, we all long for the version of the Holy Family on the road to Bethlehem without the danger and discomfort, the stable without animal smells, and the live birth of a human infant without blood and pain. At Christmas, our hearts become tenderized as we long for the perfect in the midst of the imperfect, as we just naturally tend to think more as children than as adults. So I'll share a fond memory from one of my gloriously imperfect childhood Christmases. One that always makes me smile. It's an image, really, as much as a memory. It's a photograph of my Uncle Johnny wearing the King Arthur armor that Santa had brought me. If you've ever watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, you've sensed how we experience it differently depending upon our life stage. I used to experience the movie from the perspective of the parents, Clark and Ellen Griswold. Now I experience it from the perspective of the grandparents. But it's Cousin Eddie who the photograph from my past brings to mind. My family's Cousin Eddie was my Uncle Johnny. Uncle Johnny wasn't a warm fuzzy. He was a big man with a gruff manner who epitomized political and societal incorrectness of every kind. Uncle Johnny frequently smelled of things that, well, were decidedly unwelcome in my grandmother's Methodist household. Sometimes Uncle Johnny made jokes or comments that caused the women folk to sternly shake their heads with disgust and give Uncle Johnny a look that would wilt a battleship. Uncle Johnny was a case, but deep within him was a warm heart and a fragile soul. I no longer need to look at the photograph of him wearing my King Arthur armor because it's implanted in my brain. I see his big, red, beefy, smiling face stuffed into the little tin helmet with a plume on top. The sides of the helmet cause his cheeks to puff out even more than normal. I see the King Arthur breastplate dangling from his neck and covering maybe half of his broad chest. I see him holding the little plastic sword in his big mitt of a hand. In the background, the ever-present tree sparkles in its dependable spot. Why am I telling you this? Because I hope that as you gathered, or continue to, with your family and friends this Christmas, that somebody takes a photograph that sticks with you the rest of your life. I hope it's a photograph that epitomizes the stark contradictions of the season, but somehow also exudes the warm light of God's love that comes to us all, even in the bleak midwinter. That impossible divine love that finds us all, even, especially, in the midst of the perfectly imperfect, heartwarming, heartbreaking, sustaining, depleting Christmases of our lives. Hear the Christmas angels, their great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord, Emmanuel.